the sequence on these lights is not working. The traffic lights is the solution, an overall solution. It's not working. And you also have the whole issue of Logue's Bridge now, which you're not allowed to send traffic around anymore. Weight restrictions and height restrictions. And the traffic that would normally go around by Dreenham and the Fun Valley Centre as a bypass, they also end up at the traffic lights. So the whole of this national primary road in the centre of Donegal now, it's getting slower and slower, and there's no real solutions coming forward. So much so there, a couple of weeks ago, where a woman was badly injured there, just outside Ballybuffet, and people had to go to either Glenbase or they end up going to Enniskillen Petticoat. Just really, these are major concerns for the NRA. I know the council has raised them, but the NRA had the final say in the government and need to start spending money on this road. These short-term temporary surfaces, temporary traffic lights or solutions, they're solving no problem. They're not doing business in Donegal any good either.
What do you propose as a long-term solution yourself?
Well, first of all, they need to get Logue's Bridge replaced immediately. That certainly would alleviate a lot of traffic in that end of the town, Donegal, Letterkenny, and vice versa, and coming through. They need to look at a proper management for the place corner at the lights. The lights just simply, they don't work. They can't be set in such a sequence to allow for the different changes in traffic all day and at weekends and big matches and everything like that. As I say, at the weekend there, you're a mile long in the Letterkenny, on the Donegal Town Road, and you're only two cars at the same time sitting on the Letterkenny Road that I witnessed. So they need to revisit that Letterkenny Road junction. We talked about roundabouts, we talked about other types of designs that were done at the time. So they need to be serious about it and get on and do something.